3, 4, 5, and the 6. Here I come, MC Mac and Max out is definitely barring none. When the tricks, when I step to the Mac, they better move quick. Not claiming and trying to be a hardcore gangster, but I will stick a clip in the tech. Nah, I'm really throwing up peace signs, cause nowadays the tone is the only real friend of mine. But who am I to say that every brother's popping the clip? And when the wind blows, you're either strapped or capped, is what I see in black society. Rolling with my posse, yeah, deep with every brother toned up and weapons in the backseat. And now it's time to fall out, but seeing and creeping and checking the rearview mirror, bro. Cause MC Mac don't wanna be a victim of the 5-0. Looking for the tricks we call bricks, I'm ready to G and get the chewing. While on the max creep, I'm checking and checking his Gucci from the corner of my left eye. Getting amazed cause she's the type of female that I'm knowing just had it definitely made with them doodoo braids in her hair. She had it kicking G with the gold tips at the end, was looking straight to me. Stalking and walking up to her, start the pimping and get the number. See, and that's the way I'm thinking and taking and breaking these stupid freaks. Jason asked me, did I even call that trick? I said, no, black. To me, that's all in the line of a hard day of a man.
One from the treble, two from the bass. I know you came and I know it from the swindle. One from the treble, two from the bass. I know you came and I know it from the swindle. One from the treble, two from the bass.
I'm the Mac Daddy with the plan to pull a girl in by the hand and start the Mackin' quick and dropping up funky lines most like a specialist. An underground brother with a style that's sort of versatile. Not every brother is a Mac, but I'm showing you that I'm worth the while. Talking about the one they call the Mac, the laid back female finesse and pull a girl in every day. So what's up with that? When I make a move on a female, that's my lifestyle. I must say, you'll confess, I'm known for passing the brew around the table frequently. So what the heck's inside of me is nothing but the Mac in me. Along on my side is the lunatic with Mac side. We for stupid sucker to make a move. See, not saying that I'm violent, but you'll get dropped before you test me. I'm looking for the 5-0, but I'm keeping my weapon packed. I'm scrapping and dabbing with versatility. Yo, lunatic, what's up? Call up the posse, it's time to ball through some Memphis subs and attack on some fools. Yeah, that's in the day of a man.
One from the
another verse after checking out the Douglas, so we went and hit the village. Her sick brothers were giving it, checking it out. They're coming, making it dope. Just the whole day won't complete unless we took a road through Scudderfield. So we went to Scudderfield, looking up for a freak or two. And if we find a freaky deaky trick, you know what the Mac can do. Pursuing and looking before we make this spot a war. Seen into my roadie team, spotted this freak with torn jeans. The girl was a number 10 on a scale from a 1 to 5. Real long hair, big old butt and twine with big thighs. So we picked her up as we're rolling through Scudderfield. This trick had a look to make yo even Gandhi wanna kill. The hooch was ready, so I took her right back to the bag beat to show the freak my manly capabilities. I stepped to her with aggression, she didn't wanna do a thing. I said, yo, freak, what's up? She said, I guess it's a virgin thing. I co-grabbed the tone and the Mac was ready to kill. But that's okay, cause I calmed down. We walked back to Scudderfield. I threw the trick out, but I really didn't need her anyway. To me, this all in the line of a hard day of a man.
One from the treble, two from the bass. One from the treble, two from the bass.